It is not the duty of local police force alone to end the scourge of crime and violence in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. It is a task for all society, starting in the home. That's the view expressed by panelists last night on a radio discussion program hosted on NBC Radio. In her presentation, Pastor Ruth Constance of Calvary Evangelistic Assembly says the church plays a vital role in preventing criminal activity.
We recognize as a church that the government alone cannot fight crime. Definitely. And so we are part of that agency that helps. How do we help? We are planted in communities. We do outreach program, right? We do mentorship, right? So the church is very much involved in providing guidance support. The question is society allowing the church to do what the church has to do? And yes, many might say that the church could use their own initiative. We have been. And if we could only open our eyes and just allow the church, you know, to implement and to do what the church is doing and to just appreciate, because we're doing a lot. Yes, there's more that can be done, but the church is out there.
Pastor Cecil Richards of the Kingston Baptist Church says statistics show that where there is a high adherence to church, there is low incidence of crime.
First of all, the whole matter of social order and the role that churches play in social order ought not to be minimized. And sociologists all across the world understand that churches play, because of their insistence on authority, and not just authority, but on the absolute authority of God. And wherever the adherents to church grasp that there is the ultimate supreme sovereign authority, that is God. And once we have that idea that there's an authority above the police, there's an authority above the government, there's an authority above state, that there's an authority called God, and we submit to that authority, that brings a sense of social order, a power that goes to a social order. And that in itself is a highly preventive factor against crime.
And Reverend Otis Nichols of the Anglican Church says the church helps to reinforce good principles in the society.
The home is where an individual gets their foundation, and making it arguably the most influential of environments. But the church acts as a buttress as it proclaims its principles consistent with the character of Jesus. So in other words, there's a dynamic interplay that takes place. And as such, it is this dynamic interplay that we have to always be mindful of.
Dean of the St. George's Cathedral, Reverend Otis Nichols. I'm Yolande Richards with today's special report.